Fantastic result at the weekend, Darrell. I guess now got to back it up with a win at Hull KR.
Yeah. Well, that's what we spoke about. Obviously, it's an important game for us, and getting some consistency. I think we've got a bit of our mojo back, to be honest. Just looking at the boys training over the last couple of weeks, we're getting closer to getting some troops back as well, which will make us a pretty tough team to beat. I think some of the confidence that we showed last week in our play, alongside some of the composure as well and clarity in what we were doing, so it was good. I thought I was really pleased to watch the boys play last week and come up with an effort that was a little bit more like us, I thought, than we've seen in the previous three performances, particularly defensively.
And I think, without being rude, everyone expected you to beat Wakefield. I know it's not as easy as that, but are you pleased therefore with the manner in which that you won that game?
Yeah, I thought, obviously we got off to a great start and we broke them up again, and an offload that goes to their hands, and they finished when we looked like scoring, they ended up scoring, and then they got us with a kick soon after, and it was like, well, we've completely dominated the game and we're in a bit of a battle. But I think to stabilise ourselves and get back on top in the first half was pretty good, and then the way we went about it in the second half, we started a little bit scratchy, but once we got hold of it, I thought we were excellent.
Your wingers scored 7 tries between them. Does that please you in terms of does that mean you're playing good rugby, that the wingers are scoring plenty of tries?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it proves that the wingers know how to finish. Gibbo and obviously Denny were just excellent. They got the feet off the ground. Skills were great. I mean, some of Denny's finishing was world class, to be honest. I haven't seen much better. Makinson has scored some fair tries, and I thought he was unlucky as well. I thought the try that they disallowed was a try. Again, it's that system that I just disagree with, that old guesswork system, and I thought it was a try, but the wingers were great.
And looking at the team for the weekend, you picked up a couple of injuries. Scott Moore had to go off in the first minute. Adam Milner broke his nose. What's your update on these guys?
Adam's will be all right. I mean, he's broke his nose, but it's one of them things. You don't worry too much about that in rugby league. You'd probably have a 6 to 8 month layoff in football, but you play in rugby league and they don't tend to do that. So we'll just get on with it with Ads. Scott is different, obviously getting knocked out in the way that he did. You could see from the way he was on the floor, the claw was out and the eyes were in the top of his head. He wasn't a great thing to see. He's a tough character, but he's under the protocols of concussion, then he's not allowed to play. So, a bit of a blow for him. He's missed a few weeks with a foot injury and then gets knocked out after a couple of minutes. So he won't be available, but Benny Roberts will be back. He's obviously missed the game with his partner having a baby last week, so he'll be back in the mix.
One thing that struck me about the team, we had a lot of the players that weren't playing sat with us, and there seemed a great spirit. I know you might not appreciate it, when Liam Finn fell over near the line, their lads were giving him plenty of stick. There seems to be a real tight knit between your players. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is. I think we've sort of found our way a little bit with that again. I thought it was a big part of our culture last season, and we started off pretty good, but it's taken us a while to knit it back together. But boys are awesome, to be honest, at the moment. You can see they've got the mojo back. I think Ryan Sheridan mentioned, he used that term this morning. There's always been a good spirit about them, but I think just the enjoyment of the environment and what we're doing at the moment is really good. And I think that it bodes well for the rest of the season. I think it's certainly been a tough year so far, but the signs, I think, are looking really, really positive at the moment.